With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Milwaukee judge is arrested, accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities.
The FBI on Friday arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of escorting a man and his attorney out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that the immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien, was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Critics say this is escalating a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan was taken into custody by the FBI on Friday morning on the courthouse grounds. She appeared briefly in federal court in Milwaukee before being released. Bill Alexander, Washington.
An explosion and fire has rocked a port in southern Iran, supposedly linked to a shipment of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. The blast killed at least 8 people and injured more than 750 others. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats and 11% are undecided. The Trump administration rescinding policies the Biden administration adopted that made it easy for Fed investigators to subpoena journalists.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said the prior policies were abused, allowing officials to engage with impunity in politically charged leaks to media allies. Bondi wrote in a 4-page memo sent to all DOJ staff on Friday, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate unauthorized disclosures that undermine President Trump's policies, victimize government agencies, and cause harm to the American people." Bondi's memo retreats from what she calls, quote, "overly broad policies" Attorney General Merrick Garland issued in 2021, following disclosures that prosecutors pursuing leak probes obtained phone records of Washington Post reporters and phone records and email logs for New York Times journalists. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. More people believe that there is life after death, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by Joe Biden, sided with the ACLU's motion for a preliminary injunction, which stays the action while the lawsuit plays out. More news online at srnnews.com. Authorities are learning more about the New Jersey wildfire. Jason Walker has the report.
Officials say a man set wooden pallets on fire, then failed to properly put them out, sparking a quick-moving blaze. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 19-year-old man is facing aggravated arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. It has scorched some 24 square miles, and state officials have also cautioned some residents about air quality issues. Jason Walker reporting.
60 years after the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a rally protesting housing discrimination and segregated schools in Boston, hundreds of people gathered at the same site to honor and reflect on the historic event. The rally was held today at the Boston Common near the site of a 20-foot-high memorial to racial equality, which shows King embracing his wife, Coretta Scott King, King's eldest son, as well. You'll find more at srnnews.com.